following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Do re mi fa sol la ti do. I love my kids, but they're driving me crazy. I will stay here forever in the steamy hot shower.
If an endless supply of hot water sounds good,
mom time, I have my mom time.
Visit Rinnai.us, R-I-N-N-A-I.us, to see how Rinnai tankless water heaters can set you free.
Because it is so hot. I've got water in my eye, water in my eye, water in my eye. Oh my gosh, my legs are prickly.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with you on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. Bless you if you're working outside. Man, oh man, oh man. Coming up on this program today, we got a lot of basketball that we're going to talk about. The Broncos and Lopers were both in action last night. The Husker men are in action tonight. Touch a little bit on that. We'll also be talking wrestling with Matt Rogers, head coach, Kearney Catholic. They're hosting the Lou Platt Conference meet this Saturday. We'll take a look at who is going to be battling for the team title, where some of the great individual matchups may occur, as we get a look at that today on the show. That's coming up in our next segment. Later on in the program, we'll talk a sport that is conducive to the weather we're having out there, ice hockey. Jim Holton, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, got a win in Lincoln on Tuesday night. They're home for a pair of games Friday and Saturday, so we'll preview that. And we'll talk about the major trades that the Storm made earlier this week, sending their leading goaltender and one of their top defensemen and assistant captains on the road. And we'll talk about that move and the logic behind it and looking ahead to how that may help the team in next year and the upcoming draft and what they all picked up in that trade. So that's coming up on the program today. Also want to remind folks that Loper Lunch is today out at the Kearney Country Club. Opens up about 11:45. Roll on in there. The coaches will be speaking starting at 12 noon, so grab a good lunch and talk a little Loper athletics today out at the Kearney Country Club, and that gets underway at 12 noon. Also, seeing from Sean Callahan overnight, and I'm interested as we talk about this tomorrow on the program with our Husker recruiters getting closer to National Letter of Intent signing day, which is now less than 2 weeks away. Preferred walk-ons. And I'm hearing, we talked about Garrett Poppin. We're talking about some small school kids from Giltner. You can check out the Husker online site. They keep putting them up there. And the latest, I saw that Loup City's Matt Jarzinka, a defensive end, has been granted and has accepted a walk-on offer at the University of Nebraska. But most of these that I'm seeing right now, we saw Lutheran High Northeast. Here's a Loup City. Here's a Giltner. A lot of 8-man and small 11-man kids are getting offered here, and I don't really remember that happening a whole lot so far, not just in the Pelini tenure, but obviously kind of since Frank Solich left. Yeah, there's one here and there, but I'll be interested to see if this is just get as many kids on campus and see who can pan out for you, or if this is a concerted effort and these guys have what it takes to maybe contribute and help out the Nebraska football team. So congratulations to Matt Jarzynka up at Loup City, and we told you earlier in the week about Garrett Poppin, and obviously there's more to come, but Sean Callahan reporting that last night, and more of them rolling along as the Huskers stay on the road, and some really good stuff there on Husker Online. Nate Klaus taking care of all of that work as well. Nate Klaus is going to join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about the latest Husker recruiting. Also tomorrow on the show, Bill Friedman, executive producer of The Journey, which airs on the Big Ten Network. We're going to talk with him. Nebraska, one of their assistant coaches from overseas, is going to be featured on the program Sunday after the Nebraska basketball game against Minnesota. And how about this Big Ten Conference? It is topsy-turvy. It is showing a lot of parity. And what about the stat of the day? And I'll get to that in a moment. But first, last night, the number 9 and number 10 teams in the country, which are second and third right now behind Michigan State, are beaten last night as Minnesota takes care of number 9 Wisconsin 81-68. And then also last night, number 10 Iowa falls in Ann Arbor to 21st-ranked Michigan, 75-67. Michigan and Michigan State are the only unbeatens left in the conference, and they will play on Saturday. And then, and I'm probably going to get these teams wrong, but the stat of the day I saw on ESPN combined 4 schools, and it was, yeah, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Oregon, and Iowa State. I think it was those 4 schools, those 4 schools, I believe. They showed started the season a combined 58-0. Oregon, Dana Altman, Iowa State, and then Ohio State, who Nebraska just beat, and Wisconsin started the season a combined 58-0. Since then, they're 0-14. Ouch. Ouch. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Not good. Not good. Those are the teams you can get a good ticket on right now, though, to win the national championship. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question, let's get that right off the start of the show today. What should the NFL do with their extra points? 82% of you said keep it as it is, you conservative Nebraska Nation, you. I am surprised by that. 12% said let's do the 7 points for a touchdown, and then you can decide what you want to do for a conversion. If you go for it and succeed, you get an extra point. If you go for it and don't get it, you lose a point. And then a few of you said, let's eliminate it altogether, and you just get 7 points for a touchdown. I think maybe, though, that 82% kind of shows me that most of the folks are kind of along the lines of where I'm at. Yes, it's kind of boring, and yes, it's kind of defeated its purpose when every extra point but 5 were made this year. But I haven't heard a really good solution that I like. Haven't heard that solution that goes, you know, that would make it exciting. It'll be interesting. I imagine whatever they do with this, I would think would have to be a couple of years down the road. Maybe you could institute it in preseason, the games that don't matter this upcoming year, just kind of see how it goes over. What they do in the XFL for the kickoff, they had some kind of a deal there in the XFL how you won the kickoff. And maybe they could come up with something crazy like that. But I know they want to keep the sport, you know, sacred. And we'll see what they do with that. How about this? Our Midtown Mart Cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Our question today at ESPNSuperstation.com. Which NFL Pro Bowl format do you like better? Just the way it's been, AFC versus NFC, or what they're doing this year with the player draft? Do you have the list of that, Jeffrey? Is that all concluded last night?
Yeah, it was last night.
Okay, we'll get that. And they did a few of them on Wednesday or Tuesday, and then they did the rest of them yesterday with Jerry Rice and Deion Sanders, and I didn't look at the final list on each team, but Ndamukong Suh was one of the first picks the opening night. But which NFL Pro Bowl format do you like better? And we'll have to probably see how this plays out Sunday in the games at 6, and you'll hear it here on ESPN Radio. But I think I think this makes it interesting, and I'll, you know, I like the AFC versus NFC, but they quit playing. You know, so whatever it takes to spark it up and get it going, you vote today if you want to. ESPNSuperstation.com on our Midtown Mark Cooler question. I wonder, though, because it seems like the only concern that some of the players and media have been bringing up is guys that play on the same team could be going against each other in the Pro Bowl. What if one of them hurts the other one? I mean, Denver's not in it, but let's say Champ Bailey took out Demaryius Thomas. That couldn't go over well, right? That'd be a bad deal. And I know, and I just don't have them off the top of my head, but I know there's some guys out there. You know, what if Ndamukong Suh would lay out Calvin Johnson coming across, you know, in a weird type of play? That couldn't go over well. What if your defensive lineman sacks your quarterback? He doesn't want to hurt him. What if he does? That'd be bad, bad news. Bad news, man. But we'll see what happens. ESPNSuperstation.com. Australian Open, the women's final is set, and I dare say nobody cares because there's no star left. There's no American left. And so as far as United States go, not going to like that. The men's, though, come on. You're going to DVR it tonight. I know you're not staying up at 2:30, but you're going to DVR Nadal and Federer, and if something cool happens, then you'll scan through it in the morning or over lunch tomorrow when you get a chance to watch it. But Stanislav Wawrinka, he has beaten Tomas Berdych to make it to his first Grand Slam final, and that was some good tennis as well. Three of the four sets went to the tiebreak, and Wawrinka makes it to his first Grand Slam final. 888-455-ESPN. That's how you can reach the Doug and Daddy Show, 888-455-3776, and of course the Twitter address ESPN 1460 1550, at ESPN 1460 and 1550. You can email the Dent Pomper inbox, Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, and you can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. Coming up, Matt Rogers, Kearney Catholic wrestling coach, Jim Holton, Tri-City Storm head coach, general manager. We'll talk to him in the latter portion of the show today. We'll take a break and be back with more, including a little recap of last night's Bronco and Loper basketball and more after this.
Starting this Friday and lasting this weekend only at Complete Nutrition, get 25 to 75% off on all weight loss products. That's right, up to 75% off. Looking to lose weight? Pick up our world-class weight loss products that are proven to target stubborn fat and shrink fat cells. This is our biggest weight loss sale of the year. Lose the weight fast, lose the weight safely. Take advantage starting this Friday and get 25, 50, even 75% off all weight loss products at Complete Nutrition. Reach your resolution this year, starting this Friday and lasting this weekend only at Complete Nutrition. Save 25 to 75% on all weight loss products only at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. If you haven't heard yet, postage rates are changing again. You know what that means? The post office will be even more crowded than usual. We recommend Stamps.com. You can not only buy, but print official U.S. postage right from your desk using your own computer and your own printer. Stamps.com also updates the postage rates for you automatically. And unlike those postage meter companies, Stamps.com never charges a fee to do it. With Stamps.com, you get exact postage for any letter, any package, the instant you need it. You'll never have to go to the post office again. If you're a small business, use Stamps.com. It's professional looking to make you and your company look like big time pros. Right now, we've got a special offer. You got to use my name, though, Colin. It's a no-risk trial. $110 bonus offer. Includes a free digital scale. And here, up to $55 of free postage. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the mic, top of the homepage, type in Colin. Stamps.com. Go there and enter Colin.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Bitter cold wind chills continue to be experienced early on yet today. Otherwise, we do stay with sunshine at a high of 19. Winds will stay variable at about 5 to 10. Tonight, the temperatures will steady into the teens range for us. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 7 above.
Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this Thursday, back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Going to talk to Matt Rogers here, the head wrestling coach at Kearney Catholic. Ninth-ranked Hastings College women, 15th-ranked Hastings College men continue to roll back-to-back top 10 wins for the Bronco women, 78-65. They used a couple of runs and ended the game on an 11-0 run to put this thing away. Two-point game with about 5:09 to go, held Concordia scoreless for the final 4 minutes. Jamie Van Kirk scored 24 points. 17 of those were in the second half. Laurel Zwiener had 19, and the Hastings women have now won 13 straight contests. We will be bringing you Hastings College basketball on 1230 KHAS when they travel to Briarcliff on Saturday. The Hastings College men picked up the 71-66 victory, and Brady Lohman had 24 points in that contest. Also, the UNK women, I mean, it just seems like, okay, on the road, lose by 4, on the road, lose by 3, on the road, lose by 2. Well, last night they got it to overtime. Sarah Hicks was able to tally a career 28 points. She hit 5 threes and was 10 of 16 from the floor, had a couple of assists and a couple of boards, but Pittsburgh State's Lizzie Geronimus had 31, and Pitt State wins it in overtime, 83-73. The UNK men finally break through on the road. They're able to pick up the victory by a score of 82-80. Ethan Brozek has been a big boost for the Loper men since coming back to the team at the start of the semester. 22 points, 10 rebounds. Connor Baronic, 21. Mike Dentlinger had 19. The Lopers will be playing at home. Finally, get a little homestand going starting tomorrow night with South Dakota Mines. Also, high school hoops tonight here on ESPN Radio. The undefeated Kearney Catholic girls will host Seward on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia heads to undefeated Friend. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Gibbon is at Amherst for a girls and boys doubleheader. In wrestling last night, 4th-ranked UNK was able to defeat 6th-ranked Fort Hays State by a score of 33-12. The Lopers will be at 11th-ranked Adams State on Saturday night. Well, coming up on Saturday afternoon, it's the annual Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament. Starts at 10 a.m. It'll be held at Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium. It's their turn in the rotation this year. And you'll hear the finals starting around 2:30 on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And we're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, who are hosting the tournament, but they're also sitting very nicely in the rankings, number 4 this week in the coaches' rankings. Matt Rogers joins us. Coach, good morning.
Morning, Doug. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have a Hall of Famer on.
Yeah, I'm glad to do that honor for you.
Well, it has been a pretty darn good season for high school wrestling, and I'm looking over the sheets that you've given me. You'll bracket those out, but it breaks down the kids and their records and some of their really good matchups that they've had throughout the year. And again, this looks like they're going to have some pretty darn good semifinals and finals on Saturday.
Hey, you know, I think you're right. This year, our conference is really looking pretty solid. We've got eight weight classes where there's at least one top three wrestler in there, and five weight classes where we have a number one rated wrestler in five different weight classes, either in C, D, or B. So it's pretty solid, and a couple of them are really looking pretty tough. So a lot of good battles to be had on Saturday.
Well, let's talk about your team, and then we'll get into the tournament. As we always say, When it comes to this conference tournament and most of the individual tournaments, the deeper your team as far as filling weight classes, the better you're going to score. But then you're ranked fourth, and people know that you've got some big hitters once you get to the district and state tournament that could get you in that top five, coming off a great state tournament last year. But through this first month and a half, 2 months of the season, how do you feel your team's been doing?
You know, I think we're, like you said, we've got some big hitters in there, and those guys are holding doing their job, doing what we expected of them. And then, you know, after that, we've got one junior and then a number of freshmen and sophomore. And so they're all wrestling and competing hard. A lot of it's a matter of just getting that mat time and competing at the high school level. But I'm really happy with how hard they're working in practice. And I think we're improving every week. Everyone has their setbacks along the way. But in general, I'm pretty happy with how things are going. You know, like you said, I think we're rated fourth right now. And, you know, Saturday, fourth might not be out of the question for us to finish in our conference. But, you know, like I said, our top guys, Alex Cantrell and Adam Keating and Thomas Conley, they're all returning state finalists, a couple of returning state champs there. They're doing real well and looking pretty sharp.
I want to ask about Thomas Conley because he had the opportunity to wrestle in the High Plains against Perkins, who is believed to be the best wrestler in the state, regardless of class, out of Omaha North, and there will probably be a couple people that argue that. But Thomas, he got beaten that one, and he doesn't happen very often. What do you learn from that?
Boy, he sure did. Well, what you learn is that there's always somebody better out there, and we knew that Javon was a outstanding wrestler, but you know, he really controlled the match against Thomas. Thomas hung with him pretty good, and you know, if you're just watching video of it, you'd think it ended up pretty tight, but he was able to get near fall on Thomas, which is that hasn't happened a lot recently, and that was a huge difference in the match there. Just a great experience though at High Plains. We got to see a lot of different wrestlers, got to see a lot of guys that we know are going to be standing on the award stand in Omaha in February, and so it was a good experience for the entire team. But you know, Thomas battled, and there's never a doubt that he's going to come out and battle. Just Javon's—he's operating at a different level. I think I just saw he's rated ninth in the nation at his weight class. So definitely nothing to hang your head about. So.
Talking with Matt Rogers. He's the head wrestling coach at Kearney Catholic. They'll host the Lou Platt Conference Championships coming up on Saturday. It seems like with Adams Central being in Class B and they're ranked 10th, they always have the deepest team. Is that the case again?
Yeah, I think I'd have to agree with that. They were at High Plains also, and I thought that they looked good. They looked real solid and really at every weight class except for a couple. All their guys have winning records. I know they've wrestled a tough schedule, too. I look for them to score points at almost every weight class. Maybe not all of them, but most of them. So they're going to be tough team to deal with for everybody in the conference. But just in general, the overall depth of the conference is a little bit more than has been in the last two or three years. So we might be able to hold their score down a little bit. But I don't know if anyone else has the firepower to take them over. If it is anyone, I think that'd probably be Wood River with their depth to be able to do that. So,
which leads into my next question. Adams Central, Wood River should be the favorites this weekend?
That's what I would say. I've been wrong before, one time before. But that's kind of what I would say, you know. And then after that, then it's going to be, you know, Ord, Kearney Catholic, Gibbon, others scrapping out for that third, fourth, fifth spot. And it just kind of really depends. You know, this time of year you get illness and injury, and that's that always plays into it. You know, I know Gibbon was without Aaron Bisbee last week. I think he's going to be back this week, so that's some more points for them. They'll be up there. Ord's been wrestling tough this year. And we need some of our young guys to step up for Kearney Catholic. So that's kind of the looks of things. You know, I haven't seen Loup City and I haven't seen Centura yet this year, but it looks like they're both up from a year ago. So that's really good to see.
you take a look at Adams Central, and hardly anybody sees them up until this point. And then some of the guys will see them a couple of times here before the end of the year, because then their meet is next week as well. Does that make it tougher? Because I think you mentioned there's a couple schools you don't see, but, boy, you see some of these. I mean, Gibbon Invite was last week. About half the conference was there. Does it make it tougher? Does it make it tougher when you wrestle an Adams Central kid that you haven't got really anything in common with those guys?
I think it does some. Like I said, we had the opportunity. We met up with them in several spots at High Plains. So I do think that it makes a difference on the schedule that you've been wrestling throughout the year. I feel like, as far as we're concerned, you know, we don't really have a problem with that. It kind of throws a loop in the seeding, and sometimes you might have some upsets because their records are a little bit beat up. So are ours, but their records are a little bit beat up. But I tell you what, you're wrestling a schedule like Coach Lanowski has them wrestling, and you're above 500, you're pretty solid. So, yeah, I think, you know, definitely level of competition definitely makes a difference there. So,
at the Gibbon Invite last week, there were three finals that we could see again this week between Lou Platt Conference opponents, and had the heavyweight Bisbee been there, we probably would have had four of those. But just looking at some of the weight classes, it looks like the bookends could be it. I mean, a lot of people are going to want to see heavyweight, but you've got not only really great wrestlers at 106 to start things off, but they're not freshmen necessarily. Wyatt Allen of Wood River is, but the top two, as far as record goes, is you've got your boy and Alex Cantrell, senior, and Wyatt Lane of Arcadia Loop City, a junior, and we saw him win over at Amherst, which is a tough place to go.
Yeah, yeah, and that's exactly what I was going to say. The bookends, I mean, those two weight classes right there, the finals of those are going to be worth the price of admission for sure, just in those two matches, because you've got, you know, Wyatt Lane from Loop City. He's had some big wins this year. 23-1, rated number one in Class D. You know, I think he got fourth at state last year. Of course, Alex is, you know, he's wrestled the top three or four guys in Class C this year, so he kind of knows what he's looking at there. And then Wyatt Allen's a freshman, but he's proven himself. He's had some huge wins this year, and he's been in every match that he's wrestled, and pretty impressed with him. So, you know, you got 1 and D, 2 and C, and 3 and C at 106. And then I suppose Spies and Bisbee at 100 or 285 are probably going to be tired of seeing each other, but that's always a battle. It always comes down to the end with those two. So those are going to be, those are the two weight classes I'm looking forward to the most.
Just a last minute here with Matt Rogers, Kearney Catholic wrestling coach. We've mentioned some of the teams, but we haven't touched on them all. We haven't touched on all the individuals. There's always a kid or two out there that maybe nobody's seen. Who's the guy that you haven't seen yet that you want to see?
Well, I want to see Wyatt Allen at 106. I haven't seen him, and I haven't seen Centura either. And I know that up there at 220, they've got Brady Huskenfelt. He's 19-1, and I want to see him wrestle. I'm actually looking forward to seeing that entire Centura team wrestle, because it looks like they've made some great strides this year. Another kid that people aren't really talking about a lot is at 120 is Tom Roach at Donovan Trumbull. He's rated 2 and C, and I've seen him a couple of times, and he's a good wrestler. Just hasn't got a lot of publicity. But you know what? There's 10 weight class. There's 10 teams in the conference, and every single team has a guy in their roster that could win it. So, I mean, we could see a champion from every single school this weekend. I don't know if it'll happen, but it's definitely a possibility, and that's not doesn't happen very often.
And there's very few kids that are undefeated. Derek Lanusky, though, leads that from Adams Central.
He's rolling. He looks good at High Plains.
He's 27-0, medaled last year, and a defending conference champion.
Yeah. Yep. He's just become more dynamic, just keeps adding every year. And I was really impressed with him at High Plains at 160. He wrestled some tough kids, and he looked real good. One other undefeated kid that I know of is Adam Keating that we have at 138, and he's just on a continual climb. He doesn't plateau. He just gets better every practice. So, you know, last time for Alex and Thomas and Adam, and then we've got Ryan Rogers, those seniors, last time to wrestle at Kearney Catholic. So
we're hoping to send them out in a good note.
All right, Matthew, we're looking forward to a great meet. It starts at 10 a.m. Finals, we're guessing around 2:30. Anything else we need to know?
No, you know what? It's just there's going to be some quality matches this weekend. I hope everybody makes it out. It looks like the weather's going to be great, and we're sure looking forward to seeing your smiling face on Saturday.
We'll be there. Matt, thanks for all the info. Thanks for the time. We'll see you Saturday.
Yeah. You bet. Thanks, Doug.
You bet. Matt Rogers, head wrestling coach, Kearney Catholic. Our preview of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament gets underway at 10 a.m. I mean, you look at just a couple of these brackets here, and we touched on it, but 106, you got Wyatt Lane from Loop City Arcadia, who's 23-1. Alex Cantrell of Kearney Catholic, 23-2. Wyatt Allen, Wood River, he's 28-3. And I don't want to break down every single one of these brackets for you, because if you're interested, you'll come to the meet, you'll listen to it on the radio as well. But you got Taylor Erpelding there at 126. Wood River is going to, and Tom Roach, as he mentioned, at 120 from Donovan Trumbull is right there. Pezoza from St. Paul. Gilliland of Adams Central, I think, 126. You kind of look, where will the upset occur? And usually that has something to do with the Adams Central kids coming through there. Keatingan, Eric Rosefit of Adams Central, 1-2 there at 138. That should be a pretty good matchup. Joseph Felder's had a good season for Kearney Catholic at 145, and it looks like there'll be a couple of decent 145-pounders that will test him as well. 152 could be kind of a wide-open weight class there, and I think you got a couple of weight classes that are going to be pretty much penciled in. You can fill your bracket out, but then you go at 220, as Coach Roger said. You got Brady Husenfeldt there. Alex Meyer of Adams Central's 22-5. Barg from Wood River's 123 matches. So there's some very good competition, and we're looking forward to it on Saturday. When we return, more on the Doug and Daddy Show here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Jim Holton, Tri-City Storm coach, will be joining us in just a little bit, so stay with us.
Jerseys has all the games you want to see for the season. Get to Jerseys on Husker game days. Free Jello shots for everyone when the Huskers score a touchdown. Beer and lots of food specials. Jerseys has the full NFL package and offers $3 Bloody Marys all day long. And the best bucket prices in town. Remember, there are specials every night at Jerseys. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Jerseys Sports Bar and Grill, located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
Do re mi fa sol la ti do. Doobie doobie doo, scappy doobie doo. I love my kids, but they're driving me crazy. I will stay here forever in the steamy hot shower.
If an endless supply of hot water sounds good,
mom time, I have my mom time.
Visit Rinnai.us, R-I-N-N-A-I.us, to see how Rinnai tankless water heaters can set you free.
It's so hot. I've got water in my eye, water in my eye, water in my eye. Oh, my gosh, my legs are prickly.
What is focus? It's a wondrous sensation of clarity and alertness. It's having what it takes. It's owning the moment. It's keeping your head down, your eye on the ball, and knocking it out of the park. It's getting in the zone, keeping on your toes, on target, on top. Focus is staring the world in the face and saying, bring it. Focus is power. Focus is life. And 5-Hour Energy is focus. For more information, go to 5hourenergy.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Big Bitter cold wind chills continue to be experienced early on yet today. Otherwise, we do stay with sunshine at a high of 19. Winds will stay variable at about 5 to 10. Tonight, the temperatures will steady into the teens range for us. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 7 above.
Doug and Daddy's show here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. They're there for you 24-7 online at thinkmidway.com. It is very cool to go online and get a look at anything you want. Break it down to the make, the model, the price range, trucks, cars, SUVs, vans, whatever it is you want. The website is there to help you out, and you can get a little mini tour of each individual. I mean, they pop the trunk. You can see what the size is. You can see what kind of a dash, you know. See what the dash is. Maybe it's just the old-fashioned. Maybe it's all digital. Maybe you've got a nice radio in there. Maybe it's basic. Maybe it's leather. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's heated seats. Maybe it's not. Oh, heated seats. Oh, so awesome on a day like this. But Midway is there for you, and that makes when you go into their store on South 2nd Avenue and on their lot at South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, you've already got pretty much your decision made. You may have whittled it down to two or three choices instead of showing up on the lot and going, okay, here comes the salesman. They're going to be hanging on my back. That's not the case. They're there to help, and they will help you when help is warranted to make sure that you have the very best vehicle. Everyone, Midway Certified Program, right there with you. A year of oil changes, 6-month, 6,000-mile warranty on the vehicle, and a 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty as well. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They just keep bringing up, it must be a slow time in sports. I mean, without the NFL and a ton of teams, they're obviously focusing on the Super Bowl, but I'm already tired of Wes Welker and Aqib Talib. It was what it was. It was football. There's the opinion on that. If you disagree, love to hear from you. Was what it was. It's football. Bill Belichick, it was not the dirtiest hit in the history of the National Football League. Now, come on. If you don't like Wes Welker, fine. Say it. It's not the dirtiest hit in the history of the National Football League. Second, this weather thing. Good God, haven't they told us that it's going to be 39 degrees with a 5-mile-an-hour wind and a 10 to 20% chance of very light precipitation? It's not going to blizzard. Why are we pretending that it's going to blizzard? Just because it's fun. Here they are, clearing the field at the Meadowlands, or whatever it's called now, MetLife Stadium. Is that what it's called, MetLife Stadium? Here they are, scooping snow out of the walkways. Give me a break. If it's next Wednesday and they're forecasting a blizzard, let me know. Quit telling me the contingency plans that they're going to move the Super Bowl to Friday or Saturday. Uh-uh. Ain't going to happen. They're never going to move it up. Why would you move it up? Move it back. Never going to move it up. It'd be crazy. Come on. So, come on. Ah! Kyle Cover, former Creighton Blue Jay, joins 11 players from the team that won gold medal at the 2012 U.S. Olympics and 16 newcomers. He is one of the guys that has a chance to be playing in the Olympics. LeBron James and 10 others are remaining in the national team pool, joined by a group of newcomers hoping for their first chance at gold. USA Basketball selected 28 players today to choose from for the World Cup of Basketball this summer in Spain and the 2016 Rio Olympics. Isn't that a little far away? I mean, probably Olympian Andrew Wiggins. I mean, you got a couple guys bouncing around college right now. Carmelo Anthony chosen, giving him and LeBron James a chance to play in a fourth Olympics and win a third gold medal. Also selected from the 2012 gold medalists, Kevin Durant, Chris Paul, Kevin Love, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Tyson Chandler is on there. Only Kobe Bryant, who said he's done with his international competition, was not selected. And Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski is back to lead the Americans, as he's done since 2005. Some other players of note: Derrick Rose, Blake Griffin, Dwight Howard, Paul George, Stephon Curry. And if I don't know your name, you're not making the team. DeMarcus Cousins, Kyrie Irving. We mentioned Korver. Yeah. And Kenneth Faried from Denver. He's the guy with the freaky hair, right? That can dunk on everybody. Yeah. So there you go. We'll see what happens. Half of the 28 players have already won a gold in either the Olympics or World Basketball Championship. So I doubt Korver's going to make the team, but hey.
It was an honor just to be nominated. It's just an honor to be nominated. So honored to be nominated.
We talked a little bit about the NFL Pro Bowl draft, and you could tell that Jerry Rice wanted the or Deion Sanders wanted the Flash. He went right after the Flash with the guys that that he picked. But it doesn't seem like either of these teams are overly deep. I hope nobody gets banged up here. The quarterbacks on Team Rice: Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, really, and Alex Smith. And on Team Sanders, he has got Andrew Luck, who is his first pick, Cam Newton, and Nick Foles. Man, those are the. Of course, you would have had both Peyton Manning and Russell Wilson in the Pro Bowl had they not made the Super Bowl. Running backs for Team Sanders: Jamal Charles, Alfred Morris, Eddie Lacy. For Team Rice: LeSean McCoy, DeMarco Murray, Matt Forte. I think it's going to be interesting. They look pretty balanced. I mean, wide receivers: Deion Sanders, he gets Dez Bryant and A.J. Green. Who's more flashy than those guys? I mean, seriously, on the other side, Larry Fitzgerald was like the last wide receiver taken, which I found a little bit surprising. And it'll be interesting. This is a game that's going to be won by the guys that want to play on the line and the guys that want to make tackles at the linebacker position. So we'll see how that all plays out. It'll be interesting. It's new. It'll get them a little buzz on Sunday night. And, oh, just when you thought it was over, just when you thought you'd only hear his name when they're bringing up Husker records, oh, no. Taylor Martinez's dad, Casey. You may have seen this in the Omaha World Herald and on some of the online sites. He sent out a memo so that folks could know exactly what was wrong with Taylor Martinez, medically speaking, this year. A doctor in North Carolina described Taylor's injury as a plantar plate tear of the second, here you go, Damon Day, metatarsophalangeal joint. What do you think, docs? Did I get close? Metatarsophalangeal joint. There's about five ways I could pronounce this, but we'll go with the second, MPJ, in his left foot. Dr. Mark Quist, a podiatrist and president of the Carolina Foot and Ankle Association, diagnosed Martinez after the season. Because when I'm looking for a podiatrist, I don't stay where I went to college, Nebraska. I don't go to my home state of California because they don't have any. I go all the way across country to Dr. Mark Quist in North Carolina. His treatment has consisted of physical therapy, immobilization with a leg walker. No, it hasn't. Injections, inserts, and medications. What do we got? Instagram? We can Instagram it. You can tweet us. Any way you can show me Taylor Martinez with a walker. Come on. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Maybe in the clinic, but not outside. His doctor's message went on to say that the tough part of this injury is relieving the plantar pain, which fortunately for Taylor has completely resolved. The other types of pain associated with this injury can easily be relieved with toe straps, orthotics, pads, and medications if needed. Martinez did not suffer any structural damage to his foot bone and would not lose his speed. Here's the bottom line. I have liked Taylor Martinez from day one, and I thought any grief that was thrown his way was over the top and unwarranted and unjustified, and I hope Martinez is fully healthy, and if he has an opportunity to prove himself, whether it be in the combine or a workout at Nebraska or to have an opportunity to make it at the next level of football, I hope it works. He's an easy target for folks to throw jokes at, to snicker at, to make fun of because of the personality that he shows, but we got a chance to talk to him a couple of times, and he was always more than cordial, more than nice. Yes, I think he still is nervous talking to the media, but he does a good job, and he grew during his time at Nebraska. So I hope, and I think Nebraska fans should as well, that everything goes well for Taylor Martinez. We talked yesterday about UNK track athletes becoming MIAA Athletes of the Week, and Brady Land and Paul Pape. Hastings College's Courtney Mills, who won the long jump and triple jump at the Doan meet over the weekend, is the GPAC Female Field Athlete Event Player or Athlete of the Week. And in track on the men's side, Brock Towdy, who's at Nebraska Wesleyan, a senior from Bertrand, has picked up that honor. We're going to talk hockey. Jim Holton, head coach, Tri-City Storm, when we come back.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here, It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's a full weekend of high school sports on our network of stations in PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here on ESPN, Thursday, the Kearney Catholic girls host Seward. Friday, Kearney High will host Lincoln East. And Saturday, the Kearney Catholic boys are at Boys Town. On 1230 KHAS, Thursday, the St. Cecilia girls are an undefeated friend. Friday, Northwest is at Hastings High. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Thursday, Gibbon is at Amherst. Friday, Wilcox Hildreth is at Axtell. And Saturday afternoon, it's the finals of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Meet.
Bitter cold wind chills continue to be experienced early on yet today. Otherwise, we do stay with sunshine at a high of 19. Winds will stay variable at about 5 to 10. Tonight, the temperatures will steady into the teens range for us. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 7 above.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth as we roll through this Thursday. Again, a reminder tomorrow, our Friday Nebraska recruiting session with Nate Klaus from Husker Online will be joining us. Bill Friedman from the Big Ten Network will be talking about the journey and their most recent show that will air over the weekend. Tri-City Storm home this weekend as well for a pair of games against Sioux Falls. And I guess we'll see one of our old Storm players at least in a different uniform. And Jim Holton, the head coach, general manager of the Storm, and the voice of the Storm, Jared Shaffron, both in studio with us today. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
You going to practice outside today?
We are. This is like summer in Canada. So.
Wow. Wow, well played. Well played. I haven't seen anybody have to plug their horse in, though, yet here. So, you know. Obviously, the main reason, and we like to catch up to time every couple of weeks anyway, but when the announcement came down that the Storm were trading away two very noticeable names, including the leading scorer and an assistant captain, Garrett Cecere and Joel Esperance, kind of makes you open your eyes because obviously the trade deadline's right around the corner. So you got to get this stuff done. There's still quite a bit of season left, but I think for true Storm fans, they have to realize, Coach, that the playoffs are probably out of the picture, even though you guys are playing better right now.
Well, it's a tough situation, and I guess as a coach, I'd probably fight you tooth and nail to say that the playoffs are over. I don't believe in that. I think that's a disservice to the guys pulling the jersey on. What I'd like to equate the trade to is the equivalent of if you had someone come up to your house and knock on the door and offer you double the value of your house. It would make you stop in your tracks and think twice, and that's kind of what happened here. It wasn't so much that we shopped these two players around. It's that we've had these two teams in particular hounding me literally almost since the day I took this job, and the price continued to climb. So that's the analogy that I would use. And when the price got to a certain point, we had to stop as an organization and think, hey, this can leave us competitive for this season, but not only that, really catapult us into something special for the future.
The unfair part of the question here is going, because it has nothing to do with you, is that some of the draft picks the past few years have flat out whiffed, and you guys are going to get some very important draft picks here. You also pick up a couple of players, so the fans are going to equate the players right away, and Connor steps up and does some good things for you right away on Tuesday.
Yeah, and you know, the thing with draft picks is drafting is an inaccurate science at any sport, at any level, but the way that successful organizations are built and winning teams are built is through proper drafting and proper development of players. So you can never shy away from the fact that I think you have to address your in-house issues and make sure that's my job, is to make sure that our evaluation process, what we're looking for and the people that are looking for them, continue to learn from their mistakes and that we minimize them. I don't think you're ever going to eliminate scouting mistakes. It happens everywhere, but you have to minimize it. And I think the way you do that is you have strong-minded people who voice their opinions on players, and it gets constructive, and you have good arguments about it. But that way, you minimize the mistakes and you maximize your potential.
I asked you before we got started here. We know that Kirk Brooks has been a very hands-on owner. Maybe we don't see him quite as much because of his kids in college and all the things that he's got going on. And we shouldn't have to. I mean, when he bought the Storm, that's when you come in and get things going. Now he's got everybody, Greg and everybody that works up there, handling things and doing a great job. But we used to see just a ton of trades. I always kind of made fun of Kirk here on the air and with him a little bit. But boy, you know, it didn't matter. Let's move somebody. Let's get something going here. But that was not necessarily the case here. You touched on a little bit. People wanted these guys, but this was more of an in-house decision.
Well, it was. It was something that we had to look at. I knew, obviously, when I accepted the job, we wanted to take a real run at playoffs. But there comes a time, from a business perspective, that you have to look at it and say, okay, here's our numbers, and we talked about, are we going to run out of schedule before we can close the gap? That's a distinct possibility. I'm not going to lie to any of our fan base. That is a distinct possibility, no matter how hot we get. The gap was so big when we got here, from top four to bottom four, that you had to start considering it, which is something that in-house we were doing, was considering it. So I had talked to Mr. Brooks and said, you know, we might have a plan A, B, and C here. You know, what are your thoughts? And we continued to talk as the schedule progressed along, and it gets to a certain point where we said, okay, combine those plans now with these offers that continue to increase in value. At some point here, we're going to have to sit down and have a serious talk. That happened on the weekend when the two teams stepped up to the plate with offers that we thought internally were too good to refuse.
These guys will now get a chance to further their season maybe a little bit here. And as you look at what that does to your team now currently, when you trade away your leading scorer and an assistant captain, you do come out and you get the win on Tuesday night in a shootout at Lincoln, which the Storm hadn't been very successful in Lincoln the last couple of seasons. But just talk about how that changes the face of the team you put on the ice now.
Well, it changes the dynamics in the dressing room. It shouldn't change a lot on the ice in terms of, yes, Garrett and Joel brought a ton to the ice, but we think we have some young fellows that are ready to step to the forefront. And you look at, from an offensive side of view, I think you look at Chris Wilkie's production since Christmas has been very good, very consistent. You know, Chase Berger's a young guy, an old young guy, as I would put it, that has stepped up in his play. And this is what has to happen. In order for us to make this move, we thought internally we had some depth of guys that could pick up and ready to blossom into some roles. And they need the experience moving forward into next year as well. We think we can stay competitive here and still put a push on, but also prepare us to be a step ahead next year.
Most of this has to do with draft players, players to be named later, a kid that's in high school in Jake Wallin. But Connor does come in, and again, nail the name for me one more time, Jared.
Valisano.
Good Irish Catholic.
Yeah, we love him. But tell us what you get with him.
Well, with Connor, somebody that we had a lot of exposure to in the last month in particular, because we played them five times. But he's also, he has all the attributes that we're trying to build. We're trying to change the identity here a little bit, and we need to have it centered more around work ethic, grit, determination, a lot of those intangibles. And he brings that. He's small in body, but big in compete. He's a 200-foot player, meaning he's as adept defensively as he is offensively. He contributes penalty kill, power play, and our reports on his character were second to none. So those are all the things that we're looking to bring into our dressing room. And not that either guy leaving didn't have good character, but anybody bringing in, we're putting a big emphasis on those attributes.
How much did the downer, I guess, four-game winning streak, this is as good as the Storm had been in quite some time, but then right back with four that don't go your way before the win on Tuesday, and that's kind of where the, you know, I would say, well, okay, Four went the wrong way. This was as good a time as any to make this move. How much did that contribute to everything that is going on right now?
Well, it did. I think when you're looking at the Christmas break, saying, okay, in order to get back in real immediate contention, we need to run the table here. We need to go 8-2 or whatever. You know, mm-hmm. we had some targets and some numbers, and things were rolling along good, and then we had a hiccup here. We hit some injuries. We hit some illness. No excuses, but we didn't get the results we needed. And then all of a sudden, now you're starting to look at the schedule. Are we going to run out of games? So, and again, that combined with the offers, as we said, and the approaching trade deadline, and sometimes you have to make moves that are the best interest of the long term of the franchise.
Still got, as I mentioned at the top here, and we're talking with Jim Holton, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, still got a lot of season left. What do you want to accomplish here over this last quarter of the season?
Well, we want to establish our identity first and foremost, and we've talked a lot about that since I came in, and we've had, similar to our record, we've had some times when the identity is there, then we fade away from it. So I think our job down the stretch, we have to do a ton of teaching, but we have to be hard to play against. We have to be a team that scrapes and battles and fights every night, and it's a team that the Tri-City area can be proud of. And we want to establish that so anybody coming into the rink knows what they're going to get, and we want to end up with a winning record. You know, I'm looking at it right now. We've got 24, 25 games left. We have to win more than we lose. I mean, that has to be our mandate. Sounds simple, doesn't sound that grandiose, but that's where we have to start.
You've been here long enough, I think I can ask you, what do you think of this USHL league? I mean, I'm looking at, we've played Sioux Falls a ton of times here. You're already done playing Omaha, which seems weird. So that means you're going to start seeing a lot of teams, I think, from the Eastern Division. You still got a lot of those guys still on the schedule. But now you're going to go through another wave of seeing some teams more than the Storm has seen all year long. Just your thoughts on what the USHL is right now and what you would like to tweak with it already.
Well, I mean, I guess I'll answer the last question first. I mean, the obvious tweak for me would be the schedule. I mean, I think it's been a very, very strange schedule, and I think for even talk to different people in the league, to see Omaha as many times as we have in the couple months I've been here, couple it with Sioux Falls coming in for their 6th and 7th meeting since just before Christmas. I mean, it, very, very strange in that regard. I'd like to see it a little bit more balanced. I think the big issue from my eyes and most coaches is the lack of playoff teams. In the league where only half of them get in a development league. I know this league in the past has had 6 teams in. Selfishly, obviously, this year and last year, we hoped there were 6. I think it, a situation like this year, it forces your hand a bit more. When you have a young team that you're building, playoff experience is important, but it's awful difficult to get there with the haves and the have-nots. You know, on the plus side, I like the league. It's a competitive league. It's a highly, highly skilled league. I guess for me, I'm trying to do a crash course in how properly to build a franchise and a successful team. I'm used to a longer cycle. In Canadian junior hockey, you're not pumping the kids into NCAA. You have them for 3 and 4 years, and you work off your age groups to build your team. But here it's a little bit different, and there's a lot more at play with NCAA. We're at their mercy for a lot of times deciding whether they're going to take a kid this year, push him back another year, et cetera. So trying to do that and trying to learn from some of the veterans in the league that have done it for a long time.
You brought it up, and then I got a couple questions here for Jared Shaffron as well. We'll talk about the promotions that are going on this weekend. I'll even prep you a little bit because I don't want the politically correct answer, because I'm going to ask you here next what the rest of the league thinks of the Tri-City Storm right now. When you're in the press box, I mean, they're not going to come up and talk around a coach, but you're going to talk about it. You're going to hear about it. So I'm going to give you a few seconds to prep your answer for that one. But one of the things that has always been in a prideful spot is getting scholarships for Tri-City Storm players. It is through the USHL, but the Storm always seems to be at the top level there. And I know we got a lot of guys that are going on to college and such. Just your thoughts and your play with that, since you've taken over, and what the kids maybe still have a few to announce what they want to do.
Well, I think that's the reason we're here. First and foremost is to promote people and promote kids and get them to fulfill their dream, which is to go to the next level of hockey. And if we can win championships in addition to that, that's terrific. But first and foremost, we want to allow them to reach their dreams. So we've been successful in that regard. I think from my optics and my eyes, I think we just have to have the right blend of people here. And that's my job as general manager, is to filter that down through. And we've had discussions with Mr. Brooks. It's not just about how many commitments we have. It's about getting the right pieces of a puzzle and building a picture that's going to be successful. And that requires, it's no different than any other sport. You know, a football team needs a lot of different pieces. It can't all just be the same size, same position. It's kind of the same thing with hockey. And I think that's one thing we have to do, is make sure that our talent is distributed in the right areas.
Okay, Shaffron.
What are the thoughts on the storm throughout the league, do you believe? What kind of vibe are you getting? What are you hearing from other places as you travel across central United States?
Well, I think a lot of what was said when Jim took over is that there's a lot of talent on the team and they haven't put it together. And I think most of the other teams in the league are right there. I mean, why do you see teams offering so much for some of our players? I mean, the talent on our team is there, and that's why you see our team able to pull in a couple draft picks, a couple players in the future for some of the players that are really individually there talent-wise, but as a team, haven't pulled it together. And also, early in the season, our scoring struggles were well noted. I mean, we faced a lot of backup goaltenders this season. A lot of teams were just playing backup goaltenders, giving their head starter a night off because the backup goaltender was going to be able to come in and play really tough game against us. So I think we faced a lot of backup goaltenders because we were struggling scoring. However, since Jim's come in, we have scored a lot more goals, and that's been rising. But I think this lack of scoring and the lack of to be able to put it all together as a team, I think a lot of individually people recognize that we have talent in Tri-City. But as a whole team, we're not a fear necessarily to play against for this year.
Jimmy, with all these draft picks coming in, do you already have, I mean, May is when we're going to, is that our
Yeah,
draft
it's the first week of May.
Do you already have somebody in mind if you guys get, you know, first, second, third, whatever? I mean, do you already got a guy that's number one on your board right now?
We don't necessarily have one that's a clear-cut number one. We have categories and we have.
But if the draft was today, do you know who you'd take?
Well, even if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Well, you know, I don't want the name. I want to know, I guess, how I don't think confidence.
Well, we're not going to pick number one. I can guarantee you that. So, I mean, I'm not looking to next year yet. The draft will come, and the draft will come. And there's people out there looking after that aspect of our organization. For us right now, is we want to push people. I mean, I don't like the talk of, and I understand the perception when trades are made, but I'll be darned if I'm going to go in that room and give them a free pass not to compete and not to win hockey games. I mean, our mandate is to make the playoffs. So I'm going to worry about the draft after that, and that's why you have a scouting staff. You know, and on my off days, I'll think about that. But approaching Sioux Falls, my only thought right now is beating Sioux Falls.
There's no off days. There's no off days. We don't have off days. Speaking of that, two home games this weekend. Not only is it hockey, it's fun times out there, and we're going to eat on Friday, and then on Saturday we're going to get crazy again with Star Wars night, which was we had a lot of fun with when that was announced last year. But tell us what's going on this weekend.
Yep, so two big games this weekend, obviously against Sioux Falls. Friday night, a taste of Nebraska night. Get everybody out and get a chance to test some products that are made locally here in Nebraska. We got about, I'd say, 10 or so vendors that are going to come in here and be able to give you some products. You're going to have a chance to taste them and a chance to buy some of their products as well. That's on Friday night. It should be.
Now, have you got any sneak peek at anything that might be a little different? I mean,
we've got, you know what, I have not.
Rib and drink some Dorothy Lynch salad dressing.
There's some good things in there. I think there's a couple different chili sauces. I haven't tasted anything personally yet because those vendors are coming in on the day of the game. So I haven't gotten any sneak taste tests. I don't know. We have a couple different things working around, but I think, yeah, it's a lot of sauces, spaghetti sauce or, like I said, salsa or different kind of toppings and stuff like that. So it should be fun. We also got dollar tacos on Friday night as well. So it's a lot of eating, a lot of food. Come hungry to the game on Friday.
And then Saturday, are you dressing up?
No, I'm not dressing up. I don't know.
If you were, who would you be?
I don't know. I'm not a Star Wars guy, really. I mean, that's not really my thing.
Jimmy, he's just so.
When we did Mighty Ducks night last year, that's when I dressed up. You know, like I'm a '90s guy. You know, like
you could pull that off too. I'll make my suggestion. We'll see. I think you could pull off the R2-D2. I know that's a little weird, but I think
the electronic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's better than Yoda.
Yeah. Or Chewbacca.
We all know
who Yoda is. He is Greg Shea. He runs the organization. He's so smart.
Of course, the coach always has to be Luke Skywalker,
of course,
because he's the star of the show.
Well, mm-hmm. Some days it's Darth Vader.
If we asked a couple players, that's what we would get out there.
Absolutely.
Guys, Jared, anything else we need to know before we send you guys on your way and get back to work?
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a fun weekend. I think having Garrett Cecere back in the building, and we didn't really touch much on that, but I think that's going to be a little interesting. It's going to be a little different for our guys right away going up against the guy they saw on Monday in the locker room. And it's one thing to, you know, we'll face Joel Esperance later in the season. We face Sioux City a couple times, but to, especially for Garrett to come right back here to Kearney, just after he left, he's going to have a couple practices in Sioux Falls, and then his next game is right smack dab in his place that it was his home. I think that'll be an interesting experience, and I think it's nice for him that he does get to say goodbye to everybody, because sometimes you make these trades and you ship these guys all over the place, and they're teammates. They've become close. Garrett's been here for almost 2 full years, and he really, as a character guy, held a lot of it together in the locker room when times weren't so well. So I think it's really nice to be able to see him play a couple more times and wish him well for the rest of the season.
And Coach, I guess one more. Cecere was an assistant captain. Did you name another one, or are you just leaving it as it is?
No, we're going to let the waters settle down a little bit, and we'll address it down the road. And right now, you know, I wanted to let them deal with the emotions. And our guys, both Joel and Garrett, who went out the door, and all of our team handled it like true professionals. They really did. That was a nice part. You have an emotional attachment to your players, obviously. And I've only been here a short time, but you know, I have a true love for those two guys. They battled their backsides off for me on a nightly basis. And this was not an easy decision by any stretch of the imagination. But you hope that you've put them into a situation that's going to better their career. They only have a short term left here in the USHL. So for them to get into a playoff run is important for their development. And you hope that it betters it down the road. But the one message from Mr. Brooks through to myself is that they're always going to be a part of the Storm family. And I think Jarrett's right. It's going to be an emotional night for a lot of us. Connor facing his whole team, Garrett in here. But that's the good and the bad of the sports is, you know, your loyalties can stay with people even though they move into a different colored sweater.
Just drop the gloves on the puck draw. You know, face off, drop it. Let's get after
Beautiful.
It. That'll take
Beautiful.
You. I never liked you! Head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton. Voice of the Storm, Jared Chaffron. Guys, thanks for always taking some time for us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right. I think we've hit it all. I would quit paying attention to the time. I didn't even realize where we were. So there we go. I was getting Super Bowl prediction, or do you even care, you hockey guys?
I thought the Patriots would play Seattle. That was my original thing. So I guess I got to go with Seattle, but I don't really love them. So
no, I'm going Denver. I'm a Peyton guy, and I'm not a Pete Carroll fan.
All right. Well, I'm siding with you. Go Broncos.
Hey, I'm okay with that, too. I'm okay.
Jared Chaffron, Jim Holton, thanks for coming in on the program today. Also, thanks to Kearney Catholic Wrestling Coach Matt Rogers previewing the Lou Platt Conference Championships coming up on Saturday. Tomorrow, Bill Friedman of the Big Ten Network and executive producer of The Journey will join us, talk a little bit what's going on there and some of the cool stories that they have been portraying so far this basketball season. Of course, a Nebraska feature coming up over the weekend. Also, Nate Klaus of HuskerOnline.com, the very latest on Husker recruiting. We're just a couple of weeks away from National Letter of Intent signing day. Don't forget high school basketball tonight. Two of the best girls teams in the area are on the airwaves. Kearney Catholic hosting Seward. St. Cecilia's at Friend. Plus, on Classic Hits 98.9, Gibbon taking on Amherst. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!